is Will Tinkin.
Thanks for listening to the Bitter Comics Podcast. And here's your host, JT Foreman.
Good job, dude. Can I have a high five?
Yes.
Good job. That's really nice.
Hello, and this is Bitter Comics. I am JT Foreman, and I'm here with my good friends, Bobby the Nose Williams.
Good friend.
you laugh at the good friends part?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man. We're friends.
You just called me the nose. I have a huge nose. My nose and my penis are almost the same size.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Tell me a lie.
Yeah, Pinocchio's jealous of me.
And my other friend, Dustin, knows more. Both of my guests today have big noses.
Mm-hmm. And you're nosy.
I'm nosy.
You're
there
nosy.
You go.
We got big noses.
Yeah, that's right. You were talking about the specific design of your noses.
Yeah, like Dustin's nose, you can actually... I can see it if we enlarged it just by a little bit. We can do the X Games on his nose, because it's like a ramp formation. It's like a, like you can jump bikes off of it. You can skateboard off of it. Mine's kind of slanted, kind of like a snow.
It's like snowboarding. X Games, and you're just there for the.
Well, I'm Winter X Games. You're Winter Summer X Games.
He's Summer X Games. Yeah. All right.
I feel like if you put my nose in front of like a little projector and you just saw like the outline of it from like the shadow, that would be a proposal for a new ramp at a snow place.
Oh, we want. I heard this new ramp place has the Dustin Moore nose ramp. Oh, let's go there, dude.
Like a water slide, maybe?
Yeah. We're going to do hella jumps off that ramp nose.
Hell yeah. Well, we begin once again with our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week, in which I apologize for the cruel, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. So, for my insensitivity in episode 71, I would like to apologize to black people, legs, non-potato chips, especially Puffs. I was really shitty to Puffs.
Really?
Yeah, I was. Lesbian porn, the rag in my car, and 24 points of damage.
Do you use the rag in your car to watch lesbian porn? Yeah, I was thinking. And do you score
not
yourself
exactly.
24 points of damage?
we were talking about masturbation, which rarely comes up on my podcast.
Rarely. Yeah, it doesn't come up. It just happens.
So, somehow we talked about the rag in my... We got to my using the rag in the car. Anyway, if you'd like to know specifically why I'm apologizing to each of these things, check out episode 71 and all our episodes at bittercomics.hotmail.com. Damn it. At bittercomics.podbean.com.
Use Hotmail?
Yes, I still use Hotmail. Hey, look, at least I'm not on AOL anymore, all right?
Yeah, we got off of that last week.
Will you friend me on MySpace?
What's MySpace?
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
They still have friends?
Something about watching Friends, I think. If you would like to subscribe to the podcast, go to that website, bittercomics.podbean.com. Scroll down a little bit, and on the right-hand side of the page, there are buttons you can click on to subscribe using iTunes, Google, or My Yahoo. And if you feel I owe any additional apologies, send us an email, or to make any comments, send us an email to bittercomics@hotmail.com. And in the subject line, please put, "You'll never grow up, and you'll never be as cool as Tammy Duckworth."
Who is Tammy Duckworth?
Tammy Duckworth is a member of Congress. She's an Iraq War veteran. She uh-huh. was a helicopter pilot.
Uh-huh.
She was shot down and lost both of her legs.
Oh, no.
And she could still kick my ass. I have no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Tammy Duckworth is awesome.
Wow. And she has no legs, huh?
Yeah, she has no legs.
So if she was horny for you, she'd be the perfect height to blow you.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
Just say yes.
Yes, absolutely.
I know she's an Iraqi war veteran, but she's probably a hot chick and she'd blow guys.
Do you think she went to the army because the last name was Duckworth? Like,
what else can you do?
I'm just like really? Thinking. Like,
it's like, is anyone else going to take you seriously when they look at your resume if your name is Duckworth? it's either that or you can be a coach in a coach for ice hockey. I think that's your only really choice.
Oh, yeah, his name was Duckworth.
That's
the
right.
Mighty Ducks.
The Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
Well, how's it going, guys?
No. Go ahead. You go first, Rand.
It's going pretty well.
Anything exciting happening lately?
I got offered a blowjob by a pregnant woman, if that counts for anything.
Oh, my God. Oh, that is actually awesome.
I'm all ears.
Well,
did you take the offer?
Move the mic closer.
Well,
and tell us all about it.
I don't want to. It's kind
of... It's too late. You shouldn't have brought it up if you didn't want to talk about it. You have to. You don't have to use any names. Just go and tell us a story.
All right. It was...
Use a name.
So what was her name?
We're gonna go with him. Her name was... I don't want any, like, you know, even, like, close things, so I'm just going to go with Bill. Because okay. I feel more comfortable thinking about a Bill wanting to blow me. Uh-huh. I feel like that's pretty comfortable.
For some reason, you're more comfortable with a person with a man's name wanting to blow you than this pregnant woman.
A pregnant man blowing him. That's what he wants.
Okay, if that would have happened, I would have took it. All right?
Yeah.
Like, that's a story to tell.
Yeah, you know, the best thing about a story that crazy is no one would believe you. So,
what if
Dustin, he's just being silly.
Yeah, he's just... a man would... He's not cute enough for that pregnant guy. But like,
yeah, exactly. It wouldn't be the fact that the guy is pregnant. It'd be the fact that a guy would blow him. No, that would never happen.
No, that would never happen. Not the pregnant one. The pregnant one is not. You know, if he weren't pregnant, he would probably blow Dustin.
Uh-huh.
But he's pregnant. There's no way he's gonna blow Dustin.
Uh-uh. Yeah, that's just
okay. Tell what were the circumstances here? Was she just babysitting? Were you
a pregnant woman babysitting?
Are you?
What a circumstance!
Can we just go with that?
Was it like the porn movies? Were you the plumber over there, and you just had your ass crack sticking out? And she was just so excited by it.
Yeah, the Armenian in me showing.
No,
just loves it. But no, I won't even live up to the expectations now that we have other situations that it could have been in. Can we just...
No, you have to tell us the story. You just stop delaying. You have to tell us the story now.
I would not like to. Let's just continue.
No, you have to tell us the story now. You brought it up. This is a podcast.
It's not near as interesting as you'd hope. I promise you.
Fine. It's okay.
Okay.
If it's not that...
For three guys who look the way we do, anybody getting a blowjob anyhow, anyway...
It's the most amazing thing.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen because it was denied.
Oh.
So,
you said no?
Yeah.
Because she was pregnant?
Well,
is she married?
Well,
if you said no because she was married,
yeah,
I don't
it was
understand.
Closer to that. Closer to
oh.
taken.
Well, okay, you said closer to that, not
it was
that.
Taken, so it's not married, but
okay,
taken.
So she has a boyfriend.
Yeah.
So there's a pregnant girl out there that you know that wanted to blow you. You're really you gave too many clues. I'm gonna
anyone listening to this who knows you and your circle of friends will know who it was. Yeah. Now, so you might as well just give.
Yeah,
us
don't
her
tag
name.
Me in this.
You might as well just give us her name.
No, we're good. Anyway,
wait, so was she drunk?
No, let's just continue though.
drunk, a pregnant drunk chick.
Look, we're
named
not
Bill.
Named Bill
wanted to blow me, and I denied it.
I don't understand.
Bill was married or had a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Why would anyone say no to that? A pregnant dude named Bill wants to blow you, and you said no. What is wrong with you? I mean, just for the story, you have to say yes.
Okay, forget about the pregnant part. Was she at least good looking?
Oh yeah.
Oh, so you can't. Did you feel bad turning it down?
You feel bad turning any blowjob down?
Any blowjob? Yeah.
Like, can we just all agree on that?
Yeah,
that's true.
Like, even
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Honestly, even if it was a guy, I'd feel bad turning it down for like two reasons. Let me go out. Okay.
You can close your eyes and imagine it's anybody.
Because it's kind of... Oh, you... Oh, other people, not me, sorry. It's kind of... Like, because at first you're like, oh, this is kind of gay. But at the same point, you're not the one with, you know, a Johnson in your mouth, so you're good.
Yeah, no, having a man's lips on your dick is not gay at all. Not at
it's a
all.
Little, I mean, it's gay, but it's not, like, super gay. It's not like...
Oh, okay, so now we're putting gay in different categories. There's gay, and then there's super gay, there's ultra gay. Ultra gay is, like, to the clouds. It's,
well,
like, way up there.
Nipple rings and everything. But
nipple,
like,
rings and jumper cables.
It's not like it's ultra gay. It's only super gay. That reminds me of a story I heard this week about...
Wait, you're not going to get halfway through the story and say, oh, wait, no, I can't tell you this, are you?
No.
Okay,
no,
you're not going to pull a Dustin on us?
Name's Nose.
I think it was...
You're not going to pull a Nose on us. I'm sorry.
It has something to do with astronauts or military people. It's one of the two, and I'm probably mixing up two stories here, but I'm pretty sure it was astronauts. They were giving astronauts condoms, and they were giving them... You get to pick... Like small, medium, or large. So none of the astronauts are picking the small or the medium. They're all taking the large one. So then they knew, like, okay, we know all these astronauts are not large. So they start naming the smallest one. They went large, extra large, and double extra large. So when guys got the large one, they didn't feel so bad. So the small was actually the large.
Well, I remember a while back there was a news story about how the use of birth control is becoming more and more common in India as the society modernizes. And they had to start marketing condoms that were smaller than the normal size in the nation of India.
Wow.
That has to be a hard point to sell.
New extra small condom. Yeah, for that small guy in your underwear.
They probably call it the Derringer. You know, since the big ones are Magnum, so they'll probably call it the Derringer. Derringer condoms. It sounds cool.
Yeah, it does.
It still calls it the Derringer.
I got a gun in my pocket.
It will only fire twice.
Then it must sleep.
No, Derringer only holds two bullets.
Big things come in small packages, my friend.
Except that's my package. There's small thing in there.
Small package.
Oh, my God.
You know, I did a show on New Year's Eve at at North India Bar and Grill.
Uh-huh.
And it was the Central California Indian... I can't remember the name of the group. But anyway, it was a group of Indian people, professionals in...
Native?
From India.
Okay, from India.
From the country of India. As they say, the dot, not the feather.
Mm-hmm.
Or the medical professional, not the casino owner.
Wow. That's a good one. I like that.
But the joke that I got the biggest laugh from was my 7-Eleven joke. If the World Trade Center had been in India, would the attack have happened on 7-Eleven?
That's hilarious.
And that's the joke that got the biggest laugh.
Of course. Yeah. Of course it did. They thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. No, they did. Uh-huh. Danny was there too, and he must have done 10 minutes about all doctors being from India.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking about that. My girlfriend is a nurse, and she's Filipino, and I was making fun of her for the fact that so many of she knows a lot of people, a lot of women who came from the Philippines and are nurses here in the United States now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like India's biggest export product is doctors, and the Philippines' biggest export product is nurses.
Nurses. Wow. Oh, you had the blowjob story.
Yeah.
That you didn't tell us.
I'm sorry. It's like anticlimactic ending, because you guys are...
Of course, you
turned her down, so of course it's anticlimactic.
Yeah, exactly.
There was no climax.
Exactly.
Wow, yeah, exactly. Yeah, he needed a drum there. That was the perfect place to put it. Yeah. I had a chick in the backseat of a car a couple of weeks ago, and oh, there was climaxes.
All yours.
Yeah. But I'm not going to tell the story.
Aw.
All right, so...
All right, I hate you guys.
No, I'm going to tell the story. So my ex-wife left, all right? And, like, I'm single now. So I was going through all her stuff. I sent her everything. I sent her all her clothes, all her shit, and now I just have my stuff in my house. But she hid a couple of vibrators way up high in one of the closets because I'm short, so I couldn't reach it. And then one day I was looking to see if there was anything up there, and I seen two vibrators. So I was like, all right. I got this new chick now.
You mentioned I'm short, so I couldn't reach it. I just imagine anytime she doesn't want you to have something.
Yeah.
Holding it up above her head. And I don't know why I'm actually reaching here on the podcast, since no one out there can see us. But I mean, just imagine his wife, like, holding the car keys above his head. No, you can't go out, honey.
Well, yeah, she used to put her pussy up on a shelf, too. Yeah. You can't have it. I'm like, okay. I can't reach it.
I want to take a break real quick, and then we'll get to your story as soon as we get back. I am JT Foreman here with Dustin Moore, and Bobby Williams, the Nose Twins. We're the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back. This is JT Foreman here with the Nose Twins, Bobby Williams, and Dustin Moore. We are the Bitter Comics, and we're back. All right, so you were talking about, I remember the words backseat vibrator and multiple orgasms, so please continue. Yes,
all right, so it's not really a funny story. It's just a good story of a guy like me, a nerd, fucking a hot chick. And that's all I'm really going for here. There's no funny, there's one little funny part.
Inspiration. So,
yeah, it's inspiration for us guys out there that are fucking...
Like a guy's chick flick. Yeah. Continue.
So the vibrators are up there, and I got this new chick, and she has never used a vibrator before because she is also divorced. She's been divorced for 2 years, and her husband did not let her use a vibrator because he was, you know... Yeah, exactly. You can't use a vibrator because all you need is me. He's like one of those guys. And I'm like, I just want to please a chick. So vibrator me up. I don't care.
Well, you know, here's my opinion on that. I have no problem with my girl having a vibrator. But the first time she says, no, I'm not in the mood, and she used her vibrator that day, the vibrator goes in the trash.
Oh, wow.
I am the vibrator is not a replacement for me. Feel free to use it as a supplement because, you know, she doesn't want to have, my girlfriend doesn't want to have sex anywhere near as much as I do. So I jerk off all the time. But I would never, I jerked off 10 minutes ago. I don't want to. No, she wants it. We're going to do it. And it, she's like, oh, I'm not in the mood all the time. If I found out that she were, masturbating and then not in the mood to have sex with me, it'd be over right then.
You'd cut off her hand.
I would. Yeah. So
it's like what they do in Iran. If you do something bad, like they cut off your hand, throw it in the garbage.
Exactly.
So I found the two. I found the two vibrators.
Okay.
And they had like some like residue on there. Okay.
Please tell me you cleaned them off before you gave them to your new girlfriend.
Fuck yeah, I did.
Okay, good.
Okay, you know,
steam
clean like,
those things.
Literally 40 minutes. Yeah. 40 minutes of cleaning and unscrewing all the parts and make sure. And they're waterproof, so that's the best part. So you can clean the shit out of them.
Wow.
So I cleaned them up, and then I called her and I said, guess what I bought you? I bought you a present. So then I go meet her, and it's a long-distance relationship. So it's like a three-hour drive when I go see her, so I don't see her very often. And, we're with each other. We're holding hands. We start making out. And she's like, okay, we're going to go shop. Like, we're going to have a date.
Yeah.
And she's like, in the middle of the date, like 10 minutes in, she's like, fuck this. I want to have sex. I'm like, okay, yeah, me too.
All right, there you go.
So we were at, like, a shopping mall. We went up the parking lot. It was a parking garage. And start making out in the back seat of my car, and then she was like no. I was like reaching down her underwear, and she's like no, but the no turned into yes in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
All right. And then she said, well, I can't do it like this because the windows, people can see us because people are getting in and out of their cars. So she took off her jacket and she hung it over the other end of the window and then rolled up the window. Even though the window's automatic, we rolled it up with our hands. and the jacket got stuck in between the two, and the jacket was covering the window. So now she's like, okay, yeah, I'm comfortable now. And she was soaking wet. Oh, my God. It was the wettest I've ever made a girl. It was great. And then so then I go, okay, you're ready for your present? And she's like, present? I said, no, I just want to have sex. I said, your present has a lot to do with sex. So I get off the car, go in the trunk. I go get the vibrator made by Trojan. Now, this is the new vibrator that they made that you can go buy in, like, the supermarket. Okay? It's in the condom section.
Shout out to Trojan.
Huh?
Shout out to Trojan.
Shout out to Trojan.
Oh, yeah.
So then I take it out. It's got brand new batteries in there. Made sure before I left, brand new fucking batteries. It's clean. I put disinfectant on it. And
you know, that would be that would be kind of depressing. It's like, yeah, I got this for you. Oh man, the batteries are dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, it's bad enough when that happens with the remote control car on Christmas morning.
Yeah. Oh my God. So this chick never had a vibrator. She's 28 years old. So she's like, as soon as she sees it, she cannot wait because all she hears from her friends is how fun it is.
Yeah.
So I bring it out. I don't bring out the other one. The other one is amazing, but I'm going to wait to use that the next time I see her. All right.
So rookie. You gotta
starting her off slow. I'm doing it the right way. You know what I'm saying? Putting the training wheels on. put the train wheels on that pussy. So I turned the thing on. It's got three settings. Turn on the lowest setting. Put it inside. As soon as I put it inside, her flips out. Loves it. She loves it. 2 minutes in, put it on the second, and she's like, no, just put it full blast. So I put it on the third setting. She's screaming as loud as she can, and we had the windows rolled down in the front. So the two windows in the front of the car are rolled down because we wanted fresh air, and one window is closed because it's got the jacket over it. So now there's people walking around going to their cars. They see everything we're doing, and she's screaming at the top of her lungs. And all she's saying, I've never felt this before in my life. And I'm going, yeah, because it's a fucking good vibrator. That's why. So I'm like, I'm starting to go, and she's like, go faster, faster. So I'm going as fast as I can, and she comes, all right? She comes.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah, no. She came hard, and then she was like, she got the shakes. When a chick gets the uncontrollable shakes, that's when you know, like, okay, you did good, Bob. You did good. You did something for this chick that no one's ever had.
Yeah, that's when you break your arm patting yourself on the back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, good boy. So then...
whose pussy is this? And then she turns out to be a feminist, and she's like, look, I'm really enjoying your penis, but this is my body.
So now she's all like... She's exhausted. She told me, I've never had an orgasm like that before. Never had a vibrator. I never had to shiver from an orgasm. I said, yeah, because I know what I'm doing. I'm the best, whatever. So now she wants to fuck, all right? But the problem is she's, like, super, like, I don't want to fuck because I know too many people are walking around. She says, we did it for a couple of minutes. You did what you had to do for me, but let's go somewhere else. So we put our clothes back on, or else she put her... part of her clothes back on. My clothes were on already. And security comes. Okay? Now, we see the security guy coming from a long ways away because, you know, the windows were down. And we're like, fuck, security's coming. So I get the dildo and I throw it underneath the chair. We had some condoms out for me and I threw those underneath the chair and then I grabbed my phone really fast and I pretended like I was texting in the back seat of my car in the middle of a parking garage, okay? And she's just sitting there doing the same thing.
I would have just gotten in the driver's seat and driven away.
No, because I knew it was a situation that I wanted to see how far this can go. So I didn't do that. I knew I could have done that. So the security guard comes off. He's got a smirk on his face. He knows what the fuck we were doing, okay? And I'm in the back seat, like, I'm having this fake conversation with my girlfriend, and I'm pretending I'm texting at the same time. Who the fuck talks and texts at the same time? It's actually hard to do.
Yeah.
So then he comes, he knocks on the window, and I roll down, like, yeah, can I help you? And he said, what is going on in here? And I'm saying, nothing. We're waiting for my brother. My brother's seeing a movie downstairs, and he told us to wait by the stairwell in the car. And he says, why are you guys in the back seat waiting for your brother? And I had nothing to say. So I said, do you want us to leave? He said, yes. I said, okay, we'll leave. And then we went to, yeah. And then it was a Sunday. And
it's like, no, I want you to do it again. Wait for me to get my camera out.
Yeah, that's what I wish he would have said. Because that would have been fun. Oh, she's wild like that. She wants to be on camera. She wants to do two chicks at once. Like, she wants me to have another chick with her.
You put a lot of videos on YouTube, too.
Yeah, no, oh my god, yeah, she's an awesome, awesome chick. She's definitely the most sexual chick I've ever been with, and that's cool. She's, you know how you said you're more horny than your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Mine's more horny than mine.
You want to trade?
No. So, but then we went to another parking lot that was empty, and we fucked in my car.
You know, honestly, I want to have sex in the car. I've never done that.
Mm-hmm.
And really? My girlfriend is like, no, I'm not gonna. So. Is she, you know, afraid we'll get caught or something? And of course, we can't do it at her house because her parents live with her. So I've actually been considering, all right, how much would it cost to rent a storage unit for just one day? Just to take the car there and park in the storage unit and have sex there. Just because I didn't lose my virginity until I was 23, so I never had that fucking in the back of the car in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've never gotten to have sex in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I realize it's you know, logistically more difficult, more uncomfortable, all that. But
it's fun.
I've never done it, you know. Yeah. So I want to, uh-huh. And you know, she just won't. And we should see it.
I'll give you a little trick. All right, because this is what we did. When she wants to have sex, she wants to go to another parking lot. She likes doing it in parking lots in the backseat of cars. It just turns her on. All right, so okay. Then, just get that out of the way. All right. So what happened was it was a Sunday. And we were in a, like, industrial area, so there was a whole bunch of, like, office buildings. Yeah. Sunday, those office buildings are closed, and they got a huge parking lot. So we just found an office building. That's what you do. Find an office building on a Sunday. You got to do it on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Or maybe Saturday also. And you just go park, and that's it, and go do it.
Can I just – can we, like, rewind a second here? And I just want to go back to, like, the whole buying her a dildo thing. Like, imagine if a girl tried to reverse that. Like, here's a fleshlight, bro.
Yeah, actually, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if girls do start doing that, because it does seem like women don't want to have sex as often as their man does, and so I'm actually surprised that women don't do that.
Do you think a guy would act near as excited? I mean, I don't think so. Like, exactly.
Oh my god, I would love a fleshlight.
Like, imagine your girlfriend just like standing there with a fleshlight.
Hey, here you go.
I was thinking, you can't see me, but I'm jerking it off the air. But like,
well, you know what I would be worried about buying my girlfriend a vibrator is the same problem with buying her clothes. Is like, if I get the wrong size, then she's got to take it back.
Well, I made sure I bought two of them, or I made sure that I only brought the vibrators that my wife used to use that were comparable to my size, so she don't get used to getting something
bigger. You don't go get her the 8-inch black one.
Okay, one. Yeah, exactly. One is a little smaller than me, and the other one is, I mean, maybe 1 or 2 centimeters bigger than me.
Yeah.
So because I'm 0 centimeters, so it's a 2-centimeter dildo.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to. You don't want to buy her something that outstrips your it's bad enough that it can vibrate and you can't.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. It's already, the vibrator's already got an advantage over you.
But a vibrator can't hold her tight.
And you know what else? The vibrator can't pick up the check.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Can you imagine paying a check with a vibrator? Like,
do you accept these?
Yeah, do you accept dildos that vibrate? Yes, we do.
Yeah,
it's McDonald's. What do you think?
Okay. Okay, so you guys have your stories now. I guess it's my turn.
You guys want to see your tits? You send me pictures of your tits.
I would very much like to see your tits, but we'll do that. We'll do that later. You know,
tit pics.
I was walking from my car to my apartment, and this story won't be quite as exciting because there's no sex involved. One of my more mentally disturbed neighbors was standing right outside of his door, and of course you're always concerned that the crazy guy living near you is going to start talking to you. You know, this is something you experience when you live in an apartment instead of a house, is there are other people around when you're walking from your car to your house. So I started fumbling with my keys, and it occurred to me that often if I don't want people to talk to me, I'll like pretend that I'm fumbling with my keys trying to or I'll like pull my phone out and start messing with it.
Yeah.
Hoping that, oh, well, he's busy and they won't start talking to me. And then the guy started talking to me anyways, and I just shook my keys at him.
And what did he do?
And he said, oh, sorry, man.
Wow, is that all you had to do? Get rid of crazy people, shake your keys at them?
Well, you know, if they're crazy, then you just do something crazy.
Yeah.
And the craziness kind of cancels each other out.
It feels like it's like a door, the explorer thing. Instead of swiping or swiping, just shake your keys. Just, no.
No, you're schizophrenic. I do not want to talk to you. So I'm going to be the crazy keys guy.
Schizo no talking.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah, I guess the risk that you're running is that he's going to feel that he's found... If you act crazy, he'll feel that he's found a kindred spirit, and then you're never going to shut him up.
Oh, no. If you talk to him, he's never going to shut up. Oh, yeah. I found a friend. Yeah. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. So...
And you're friends with a crazy person.
Yep. You know what? I wish they hadn't closed the insane asylums. It was like back in the 80s during the Reagan administration that they used to be at like an in institutions where they sent the crazy people. Now they just give them Section 8 housing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Section 8 housing, couple of meds.
Section 8 housing, couple of meds, food stamps.
They'll be fine.
Let them live next door to the broke comedians. Well, now we get material. I would have rather just go during visiting hours to get my jokes.
Just sit in an institution writing things down like,
man, I got 90 minutes of material. I've only been here for 9 minutes.
On that note, we're going to take a break again real quick. I am JT Foreman here with Bobby Williams and Dustin Moore. We are the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back. This is JT Foreman. I am here with Bobby Williams and Dustin Moore. We are the Bitter Comics, and we are back. All right.
Well, you're the Bitter Comics. We're the Nose Twins.
Yeah,
Nose
that's twins. Right. The we bitter, got X Bitter Games. Comic and the Nose Twins.
We got X Games noses.
Bitter Comics and the Nose Twin. This is our Weird Al Yankovic cover band. That's what we're going to call it. You know, I've always been jealous of musicians at that you know, because a musician, when they first start out, they can, as soon as you learn to play, you can go get paying gigs and just do other people's songs. But you can't be a cover comic.
No.
For some reason, no one goes for that. You can't just memorize Bill Cosby's jokes and go, you know, just go, I like yellow pudding, bah! You know, just, no one will let you do that. Okay, I've got a new game I want to play with you guys.
We'll play it.
I did explain it to you earlier so you would be prepared, but this game is first world problems, first world solutions.
One thing I don't like about the rules of your game, there's no prizes.
The winner gets a high five.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
Actually, you know what? I will give the winner
the last slice.
A Totino's pizza. I'll give you a whole frozen pizza, actually.
A whole one? I would be lovely. Okay. How much did it cost you?
It was 80 cents.
80 cents for a whole pizza.
80 cents more than I had before, anyway.
Uh-huh. That's true.
Whiskey and soy sauce, I'll pawn it.
So the winner, it's combination, though. It's the only one I got. Well, here's the deal. Of course, everyone is familiar with the First World Problems meme, which is like 6 weeks old, or 6 months old or something, more than that, probably. As usual, I'm late in coming up with a cool way to use a new meme. Of course, everyone presents these problems, but no one ever presents a solution on how to solve them. So each of us has come up with a first world problem, and as you present your problem, the other two people will present a solution, a potential solution to the problem, and then you get to decide who has the best solution, and you get 1 point for picking, and you know, the winner gets a high five, and of course it's possible that we'll all tie, and then we'll just do a group hug.
Oh, can we do a super group high five instead? Like the one where, like from the 80s where you jump in the air and it freeze frames as soon as the three hands smack?
Yeah, the Toyota commercial where the guy jumped in the air? All right, we'll just do an air high five.
Okay.
Okay. The winner gets a pizza unless it's a tie, and then we'll just do a group air high five.
Okay.
All
right. Okay, so who wants to go first? Bobby, all right, I'll do why don't you go first?
Okay, here's my first world problem, all right? I want to sit on my recliner and watch television on my 90-inch screen, but it hurts my back.
Well, let's see. The solution for that would be, you see, of course, there's the easy solution, which, of course, you don't want to go with. The easy solution is, well, just go and get an ergonomic chair.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's too easy. We've got to come up with something better than that if we want to win. You have an idea?
Do you have any kids?
Not anymore.
Okay. Well, go and take one of those and just, like, put them behind you.
Oh,
and, like,
okay.
Prop you up a little bit. And just sit like that. That'll work.
Okay. That is a good one. Let's see. My solution to this first world problem is to it's only a 90-inch television.
It's only a 90-inch.
It's only 90. Well, okay. I remember my dad, when I'd be playing in the backyard, he'd call me in just to change the channel. But you know, I think the reason that you're having the back problems is because you don't have an ergonomic remote control.
That's it.
And you keep reaching over to get the different remote controls.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a truly universal remote control. So what you need to do is you need to call Best Buy, talk to one of their remote control experts.
They have those there.
They do. Have them go over all of their universal remote controls and pick one that will work for all of your Mm-hmm. All that way you don't have to be, you keep reaching over and grabbing and
can,
a different remote.
And I
remote.
Can ask the guy, which one of these remotes is universal and is good for my back? And they'll have like a section, a whole section.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And then, of course, you have to buy it. Now, of course, I'm saying buy an ergonomic chair, but you have to buy the ergonomic chair with that universal remote control actually built into the
arm. That makes sense.
Oh, man. Okay, I didn't know I was Bill Gates rich. I guess I kind of have to do that.
Mine's the cheap solution for you.
Okay. Yeah, I like his solution better because it's like free. Get your kid and dump him behind your back.
Prop your kid. All right, so we got 1 point for Dustin.
Hire a Malaysian child and have him rub your back for 8 cents an hour. No,
you know what? Your kid will probably just outsource that job to China.
You can't. Whatever you do, don't get an Ethiopian kid. Those kids will not help your back at all. They'll hurt more.
It's so bony. You know, the fingers are so bony. They just
wow.
All right, that's good. Okay, so we got 1 point for Dustin Moore. Dustin, would you like to present your first world problem?
Sure. My first world problem is I get food that's I get frozen food a lot, and often it's you have to heat in the oven, and I'm lazy and I want to microwave it, and there's no microwave directions.
Oh man.
You know, I'm gonna go simple on this one. Get a toaster oven.
Is that what that is in the back over there? Yeah. You know what,
you can use the oven directions. But you don't have to heat the whole oven up. It's just a small oven on the counter. So just get a toaster oven.
Get a toaster oven. See, Bill Gates' rich solution again. How much is a toaster oven? About $20,000.
Actually, the toaster oven I have over there that I made this delicious pizza we've been sharing in cost me $15. I bought it at Target.
$15 for a toaster oven.
Well, that's $15 you've ever spent.
You just got to be A-Rod. That's A-Rod money. $15. My solution would be,
do you want me to pause so you have some time to think about it, or just...
No, I got it.
Okay.
Okay. Do you know like when your hands are cold?
Yeah.
And you start blowing hot air into your hands? Just do that, bro. Get your frozen item, just start blowing hot air on it. Your hot air is going to be so much faster than heating up your oven. Okay, and it's better than the microwave because the microwave is like radiation. Do you really want radiation going into your food and that goes into your body, bro?
Maybe this should be first world problems, third world solutions.
Yeah, there you go. That's your third world solution because I'm using a Malaysian kid from the third world to rub my back for 8 cents an hour. I'm gonna just blow on your food. So, I mean, it's good enough for your hands, good enough for your food, bro.
Okay, so I've got toaster oven, and he's got just blow on your hands. And remember, when you blow on your hands, you have to hold your mouth open wide and go, because if you close your mouth and blow, the air is much cooler.
It's cool. It's like it's more power, but it's not near as warm.
It's not really a blow. It's more of a breath, hot breath.
Yeah, you have to hot breath, like exactly, breath, like a dragon, like a dragon.
Yeah, there you go. Just dragon breath it, bro.
Yeah,
that's all I gotta do.
Okay, so who gets the point? Me or Bobby?
I feel like yours is convenience, but his is a lot more entertaining. Okay. Let's go to Bobby. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, Bobby. Well, you know, it's actually a good thing that point went to Bobby because now I have to present my first world problem. Each of you have 1 point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
so good. There's no potential for tie here now. Someone is going to win a frozen pizza.
All right. All right.
And Bobby, if you win the frozen pizza, you have to blow on it to heat it up.
All right, I'll do it. I'm just gonna...
Actually, you just make one of your kids blow on it to heat it up.
Yeah.
Put it behind your back. You don't even have to get up.
Yeah, exactly. Rub my back and blow on the pizza now, 6-year-old. Right.
Just kidding. He's 5.
Yeah.
Okay, this first world problem, it occurred to me when I was at Red Robin with a friend of mine having dinner, and I ordered the strawberry lemonade.
Would the friend be
Terry Michaels?
Terry, yeah, yes, Terry loves fucking Red Robin.
Oh yeah, and so I'm at Red Robin with Terry Michaels and got my strawberry lemonade, and I actually said to him, "The pieces of strawberry keep clogging the straw." So
that I'm is drinking, a first world problem if I've ever heard one.
I'm drinking strawberry lemonade and I'm complaining that the pieces of strawberry are clogging the straw. So what is the solution to the pieces of strawberry clogging the straw?
All right, I'll go first. All right. What you do is you save all that hot breath.
because the food, you're at a restaurant.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So you don't need to heat up the food with your hot breath.
That's right.
So what you do is, instead of breathing out, breathe inward as hard as possible.
Okay.
Suck in that strawberry through the straw and then spit it out. And then you'll have so much strawberry left over, you go home, make yourself a strawberry shortcake. So then you got a breakfast and a drink.
A very gooey strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, that's my solution. But, you know, again, you got to suck really, really hard, though.
That's true.
You know how you practice sucking hard?
Yeah.
Go to McDonald's, order a shake. Yeah. And drink it through the straw.
Yeah, that's right. Dustin.
All right.
Your solution to the pieces of strawberry in my strawberry lemonade are clogging the straw.
All right. Well, first, you're going to need to get to know someone behind the counter that makes the food. That's first step. It's going to take a while. It's a little bit lengthy, but you get to know someone. You get to get good friends with them so they can pull some strings.
Sounds like a lot of hassle already.
It's hassle, but hear me out. You get them to put it on the burner and boil out the lemonade into a plastic bag that you tie on top of it. And then when you have that plastic bag, you put that in the fridge because no one wants cold lemonade. And then you have the strawberries in the other cup. So at this point, you didn't have to waste your breath. You get to be relaxed while you have your friend Pedro do it behind the counter.
No, I like how he said you don't have to waste your breath. I would say he wins just on that point.
You know, and you actually you threw in a third world portion of the solution, having Pedro do all this work for you.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm afraid. I'm sorry, Bobby, but I'm afraid I'm gonna have to go with Dustin and winner of with 2 points of the first edition of First World Problems, First World Solutions. Dustin Moore, congratulations!
Thank you. My mom said I'd never go anywhere in life. This proves it wrong.
That's right. Of course, can collect your prize of a frozen Totino's pizza out of my freezer after the show.
I love the way you say Totino's.
Totino's.
You make it sound so much fancier than it is.
Well, you know, at least it's not the Tony's pizza. Have you seen those are in the orange box? They're really small.
With the little mascot on the front.
Yeah, that's some bullshit right there.
Fuck yeah.
Totino's, that's right.
That's bitches. Quality.
Mm-hmm. It is quality. It's a lot better than 80 cents.
Speaking of it, is anyone going to eat the last slice?
You are.
Sweet.
Well, you didn't win, so.
He gets the last slice and a whole pizza.
That's right.
Wow, winner, winner.
All right, pizza dinner. Winner, winner, pizza dinner. All right. Let's see. One more story that happened this week. I was at Club Eva, this past weekend with Danny Minch, a couple other guys doing a comedy show. Used to be Club Rome, here in Fresno, and I'm sitting in the VIP lounge waiting for the show to start, and I realized almost immediately that I do not belong in the VIP lounge of a club. And I kept seeing people walking by and looking in the VIP area and seeing me and having this quizzical look on their face like, what the fuck is the dude with the faded Wrangler jeans and the $5 Target t-shirt doing in the VIP lounge? How he dresses, there's no way he can afford to be in the VIP lounge.
I told you this earlier. Anytime I see a guy like you in a club in the VIP lounge, I think, oh, that guy must be loaded.
I mean, based on how I was dressed, I obviously am not loaded. And by the way, it's not a $5 Target t-shirt. It costs $7 for the 2XL. You have to pay extra for the larger one.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Because it has more fabric.
Yes, exactly. I started to feel cool though.
Were you by yourself?
No, there was a couple other guys there. You know, a couple other comics were there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sitting back and I put my arms up on the leather couch.
Fuck yeah!
And I was like, so this is what Fonzie's been talking about. I watched that show my whole life, and now I understand what cool means. Because
mm-hmm.
I started to feel cool, but you know what? Something was missing. I didn't have any bitches.
Oh no! You can't be cool without bitches.
You can't be cool without bitches, then not in the VIP lounge. And now, some people out there might be offended that you know referring to women as bitches. But
well, they are.
You know what? When you're in the VIP lounge of the club, bitch really is the technical term.
Fuck yeah!
I think bitches is the technical term.
Yeah, I think they'd be insulted if you didn't call them bitches. Yeah, like, I got my bitches right. with me. And they'd be like, "Yeah, I'm his bitch." You know,
but these ladies, whoa,
not
that level yet,
ladies.
Excuse me.
Do I look like a lady to you?
Until a Beyonce song comes on, they're like, Beyonce is right, we are not bitches. And they're like, fuck this.
What was that song? Lick My Balls.
What? Well, there was a song called Lick My Balls?
It wasn't called Lick My Balls.
I wish it was.
Sweat drip off my balls.
To the window to the walls.
The window to the walls.
There's actually a really amazing cover this guy does at a coffee shop of that song.
Yeah.
Like he just gets a guitar and he's at a coffee shop and he's playing it. He's like through the window and he's singing it. It's not like, you know, the rapping, but he's singing through the window to the wall. And like
through the window.
Yeah.
To the walls. Did the sweat drip off my balls? I don't know where that came from.
You got a good voice, Joel.
Thank you very much.
But that's just.
You ever do karaoke?
I did once. One time. Yes, uh-huh. I sang "I'm Just a Girl" by No Doubt.
Oh wow, that's
you know,
great choice.
Being 6'1", 260, I thought that was the best choice of what to do.
Yeah, makes sense.
Go up there and sing "I'm Just a Girl" by No Doubt. That was, you know, one of those instances where your buddy talks you into doing something really stupid. You have one of those friends?
Yeah.
It's like, for some reason, he's like, oh, man, you got to go do this. And you're like, all right. And for some reason, it never occurs to you that if it were really such a great idea, he'd be doing it himself.
Yeah.
Instead of sending you off to make an ass out of yourself.
He just wants to see you fuck up.
That's right. All right, we're going to take a break again real quick. I'm JT Foreman here with Bobby Williams and Dustin Moore. We're the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back. This is JT Foreman. I'm here with Bobby Williams and Dustin Moore. We are the Bitter Comics, and we are back. All right, so let's do a couple of news stories before we take off. We'll start with this one. A California man says he can drive in the carpool lane because he has his corporation papers with him. You see, the Supreme Court has decided that corporations are people, and the carpool lane says there must be two people in the car. So he... Jonathan Freeman of San Rafael, California, was pulled over for driving alone in the carpool lane. He argued to the officer that actually he did have a passenger. He waved his corporation papers to the officer, saying that corporations are people under California law. He actually does not support this notion, and he says that he's been driving in the carpool lane for over 10 years, trying to get pulled over so he can bring this to court.
Wow, that just makes me like, I'm just.
It makes me want to use the freaking carpool lane. Exactly. For it. Yeah, he's been trying to get pulled over and ticketed to take his argument to court so he could challenge a judge to determine that corporations are people or not. Mission accomplished. He was slapped with a fine, which the fine for driving in the carpool lane is minimum $481.
Uh-huh.
But. You know what? Honestly, $481 is really cheap for attempting to challenge a constitutional decision made by the Supreme Court.
Yeah, $481 for 10 years of use, that's worth it.
Yeah.
Well worth it.
Yeah, 10 years of use of carpool lanes for $481, that's a pretty good freaking deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I just pay $481 and be able to use a carpool lane for a decade?
You could probably pay like 30 and you
should
probably
blow it well. Wow. So he lost.
Well, he lost in traffic court, and he's appealing the case.
Yeah, he should.
But I hope it gets decided that corporations are not people. That would be really nice because, you know, I don't think a corporation is a person.
No.
I think people are people.
No. Corporation is a building with people in it.
People are more people unless it's nighttime and.
Well, it says here, at the heart of the high court ruling was the argument that corporations, because they are composed of individuals, deserve protection under the First Amendment, which guarantees free speech. And that's why corporations in the Supreme Court decision a couple years ago that corporations can give money to political campaigns. And so that's why... you had like four times as much money go to Republicans
mm-hmm.
this past election, and of course a lot went to Democrats too. But carpool lane with his corporation papers with him. Hey, I've got a person.
I applaud him.
That's pretty absolutely. Genius too.
Yeah, it would be awesome as if he got a. You know, there's no lose here for him because if he wins the case. Well, now he can just drive in the carpool lane all he wants with his corporation papers forever.
Mm-hmm.
And if he loses the case, then hey, justice wins. Corporations are no longer people.
Yep.
We got this is a win-win here. Good on you, man.
Wow.
That's kind of awesome. All right, next, how about new Tennessee law would require schools to put out potentially gay kids to parents.
A Tennessee lawmaker wants to get schools involved in outing students who are or might be gay. Republican Senator Stacey Campfield, this is Tennessee State Legislature. Campfield. Stacey Campfield. A guy named Stacey Campfield.
Wow.
That sounds like that's kind of a gay name right there, actually.
Exactly. We're going to out him.
Yeah. I wonder if the pages there at the state legislature are going to be required to out him if they suspect that he is homosexual. He proposed legislation that would require school officials to tell a student's parents about any homosexual activity or any immediate and urgent safety issues related to sexuality. Immediate and urgent safety issues.
This guy was holding his own dick when he was peeing. He's gay.
I was looking at it.
I'm outing myself and the guy who was holding his own dick peeing. There's a guy in the bathroom touching dicks.
He was so excited about it, too. Yeah. He was making noises and stuff like,
You know what? I love the wording here. Immediate and urgent safety issues related to sexuality. For teenage students, you know what? That's every teenage student is in immediate and urgent safety issues relating to sexuality because they're getting horny for the first time and might be having sex.
Yeah,
and there's potentially STDs. So basically, every teacher has to tell the parent of every student, "Hey, your kid might have sex and get an STD." Is that what the Senate Bill 234 is also known as the quote Classroom Protection Act?
Oh my God! What a name they gave it to make it sound classy. Classroom Protection Act.
It bans teachers from discussing sexuality before high school, which, you know, no one's a virgin anymore by the time they get to high school. So you kind of, if you want to,
I was.
Yeah, I was 23. I should probably lie about that age.
Yeah, you should
say
that now.
How old are you?
Let's see,
16. So it's either 16 or 17. When it started with an S, I was 16. Like, "Fuck yeah!" I was already.
I hope he wasn't gonna say seven. I was like, yeah. Seven.
I've been fast what? Though.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, did I ever tell you guys about the time I got kicked out of Burger King?
No.
Wow.
There was a newspaper on the counter in Burger King. It said, "Single parent statistics explode in Valley," and I just kind of blurted out loud for no reason, "Wow, I really am the only person not getting laid." And I guess it scared the girl behind the counter, so she like ran off, and then the manager came out and asked me to leave.
I've got kicked out. I didn't even get kicked out. I was once so for a pastime, I used to wear a banana suit. And, and I still got laid at 16. But I was wearing a banana suit, and I was there. They have this gym near my house where the treadmills face the window. And like I was dancing in front of the window while these guys were working out. And the guy kicked me out of being outside of the window.
Wow. He got kicked out of the earth.
You're not allowed to stand in front of our window anymore. Mm-hmm. Well, it says here that in the state of Tennessee, teachers at any grade level can answer questions about the topic, but they're required to inform parents if they do so. So if as a student you go and ask your teacher a question about sex, then the teacher has to go and tell your parents that they answered the question.
So they legally have to? Like, they legally have to, like, answer questions about it?
Little Billy came to me in class today and said, "Why does my mommy let daddy put his car in her garage, a.k.a. Fucker in the butt, yeah.
I feel like a kid using that thing to, like, just mess with the teachers. Yeah. Like, because if you have to, like, if they have to answer about gay questions... Yeah.
The worst students in the class are just going to start asking the most horribly inappropriate questions they can imagine, just so that the teacher will have to call the parent and say, he asked me what a Shisa video was, and if I had any. So he might be coming home with a DVD. opponents of the bill say the bill discriminates against gay and lesbian students, which, of course, that statement will be filed under the no shit category. So there we go. Wow. Tennessee. Hooray.
Yeah, Tennessee, man. Leading the world.
Shout out to Tennessee.
You know, there's a thing on here about viral videos. Would that be porn where they both have STDs already?
What?
Viral video?
Oh, yeah.
hooray. Lame man, jokes. Asian, okay.
Yeah, chlamydia. Let's fuck. This is going to go viral.
You know, there are actually websites like that where it's like, well, you know what? I already have AIDS, so if I just find someone else who also already has AIDS, then we can go ahead and have unprotected sex.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what's going to happen?
What, you're going to get AIDS squared?
Super AIDS.
Yeah, super AIDS. AIDS.
Or ultra AIDS.
Ultra AIDS. It's the ultra gay AIDS. Super gay
AIDS. You can super get super AIDS. AIDS if you just have sex with another person that has AIDS. But to get ultra AIDS, they have to be gay.
Ultra AIDS has to be a robot. Yeah. You know, a robot, you know.
Yeah, a robot or an alien. Something from space.
Omega AIDS.
Oh, that's like beyond ultra. Omega AIDS. Like, you give AIDS to people just by thinking about them.
What if, think about how effective that superpower would be if you were
what is your superpower? I give people AIDS by thinking about them.
I give them ultra AIDS. If we actually have sex, it's ultra AIDS, but if I just think about them, they get normal AIDS. Uh-huh. Alright, and our final news story for the night. A soldier admits to shooting a man trying to cure hiccups. A Fort Hood soldier has pled guilty to involuntary manslaughter, saying he shot his friend accidentally while trying to scare away his hiccups.
Manslaughter? He killed him?
Yeah.
Wow.
Fort Hood officials say Specialist Patrick Edward Myers of Spartanburg, South Carolina. Spartanburg. That sounds kind of gay, too. Was sentenced Thursday to 3.5 years in military prison. He was also busted to private and will receive a bad conduct discharge. You think? Wow. He fatally shot PFC Lawrence Young, Isaac Lawrence Young, in September while they were watching a football game at a Killian apartment. Myers told police he thought the weapon had dummy rounds and was trying to scare his friend so his hiccup would stop. Because they were interrupting the game, I guess?
That is a new level of really wanting to watch the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, I know. I was like, well, you know, you're supposed to, supposedly scaring someone with hiccups is supposed to cure the hiccups. Yeah, so
that doesn't really
it's
work.
Like, you know, pull a gun on them, that's going to scare them. You're not supposed to pull the trigger. You just point the gun at him, don't pull the trigger.
I think we're missing the important question here, though. Did they finish watching the game?
Probably. Did he call help immediately, or did he finish watching the game? He's like, well, his brains are all over the TV. He probably called a maid first. Turn off the screen. I can't.
You know, the last thing I read about hiccups, and I don't know if it's still true, but scientists don't know why we hiccup. They say we do it for no reason.
Same thing for yawns.
Yawns also? Yeah. It's something supposed to be left over from when we were cavemen. It's something that hasn't been evolutionized out of us yet.
Mm.
That's kind of what their answer was, because they don't really have an answer for it. So,
I think it's...
Well, we've got... apparently, hiccups are a detrimental genetic trait. They certainly cost this guy his life.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
So, hiccups can kill you.
We should just make hiccups awareness.
You know, I was in the military, and I have to say, I don't shoot the guy with hiccups. Shoot the guy who won't stop snoring. Anyway, actually, I snore really, really, really loud.
So would you shoot yourself?
I've woken myself up. I snore so loud.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty. I was down in L.A. a couple weeks and weekends ago, staying at Sam Stewart's place.
Uh-huh.
And you know, the next morning I wake up and he said, you know, your snoring was so loud, I thought, no, that can't be real. that's a sarcastic amount of snoring.
What was the name of that guy that snored so loud that his wife went deaf in one ear?
What?
There was a guy he snored so loud that his wife, who slept next to him every night, one of her ears actually started like going deaf, so she had to wear thingies.
Wow.
She had to wear thingies?
Yeah.
Oh, thingies. My God.
More earplugs to go to bed.
There we go.
Oh, my God. She had to wear thingies, guys. I seen those at Walmart one time.
I see thingies a lot.
Yeah. No, they had a good deal. Buy 3 for $5. And I was like, oh, they gave me some thingies.
Can't deny thingies.
Can never have enough thingies.
Oh, yeah. I
have a drawer full of thingies.
I keep a thingy on me at all times.
Oh, man. I have a thingy in my underwear right now.
Yes, you do, and you get
it's 2 centimeters smaller than the
you gave a battery operated thingy to your girlfriend recently.
Oh God, Dude, I will tell that story again if you want me to. Oh, I showed her.
Oh, no. After you guys leave, I'm going to be playing that story again. Oh, I'm just going to listen to it over and over all night.
Yeah, no, I had an inner.
On that note, we're going to... I guess we're done for the night, actually. Hey, thanks a lot for coming out. You guys got anything coming up you want to plug? Any shows you're going to be doing?
I'm going to plug my girl's asshole with another dildo.
I asked shows, so you're going to let us watch it?
I would love to film something with her.
She showed us a picture. She's kind of hot.
She's so for it, too. She wants to do, like, whatever. She wants to do it in the butt. She wants to do it with another female. She doesn't want to get another male involved, which is like, yeah. Like, you know, usually you have to return the favor. Like,
what happens when she wants to stick a dildo in you?
You know what?
You just take it?
I might have to. I mean, she wants to do so much for me that...
Well, I know myself well enough to be able to say that I would do just about anything that a woman asked me to in bed. So if my girlfriend said, hey, can I... Well, you want to put it in my butt. Well, why don't you to put this in your butt? I would let her.
Would you do your taxes in me at bed?
Just do taxes. Anything but that. Just no taxes. I'm not going to do my taxes in bed. That's just... I can't go that far.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any shows coming up you want to plug? Any performances you're doing?
How long has it been since you've seen me do stand-up?
A long time, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't do it anymore. I got to get in that mood again. I've kind of been in that mood, and I want to hit a couple of open mics. There's been some open mics in town that I want to hit, but haven't had the time or the courage to do it. It's been the courage. I lost it.
Be a manly.
Yeah.
Well, Dustin, how about you? Do you have any shows coming up you're going to be doing?
Just open mics.
Okay. Well, there's an open mic. I don't know if it's every week or if it's every other week at the Kraken Claw at First and Knees.
I believe it's every other week.
Every other week?
At least right now, I think.
And also every the first and third Thursday of every month at the North Tower Circle Club on Maroa. The only thing I have coming up is April 13th at the Mercedes Edwards Theater in Clovis, California. I will be presenting a comedy show there starring Tom Clark. Just check him out on YouTube if you want to see some videos of what his comedy's like. I'll more information about that show will be coming up. I'll be setting up a website for selling tickets and everything. But that's about it for me. Hey, guys, thanks a lot for coming up to do the show. I really
thanks
appreciate
for having
it.
Me. I appreciate it. Thanks for the cheap pizza that tasted more than how much you paid
that,
for
it. Yeah, that pizza could taste of like 5 stars, 80 cent pizza.
Yeah.
There was far better than 80 cent pizza. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Thanks a lot for coming. I am JT Foreman. Here with Bobby Williams and Dustin Moore. I am the Bitter Comic. And I will talk to you again next week. Peace.